Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. So, apparently Booker's bourbon is very good. Our first caller of the day.
Is that the $100 bottle?
I just got a text from Curry, and he said, that's legit.
Curry bourbon. Who?
Steph. Oh, I'm sorry. Derek. It was my buddy Derek, not Steph. Hey, I'm going to call a little audible here. It's a Friday, and I don't give a rat's behind. This is for you all out there. I want to know what you all think. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret here.
Be careful.
So we have Thursday meetings. Our show. We always have a Thursday show meeting. And they're awful, but we do them.
I love them.
And yesterday there were three things on the itinerary. I can't remember the first two. I really can't. No, the summit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up. So I can't remember when. But one of the itinerary items yesterday at our meeting was Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
And he goes, okay, guys, we've got to talk about Jonathan Kuminga.
Correct.
And I'm like, okay. He goes, what are we going to do? How do we handle Jonathan Kuminga this year?
Facts.
And he's like, we can't get into a pattern of after a game talking first and foremost, Kuminga, if he would have played and he would have gotten more minutes, you know, he's important, but he's a bench, you know, he's a sixth man, let's say. And he's very concerned that some of the shows could just deteriorate into Kuminga.
A tune out.
And it's about the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
So I was thinking about the game against Portland. If it were a regular season game, where would Kuminga have fit in that game in your mind?
The way that he's like, fit the last 4 years.
If I said, okay, you got to write a story. What are your five bullet points from the Portland game?
How ineffective he was.
It would be one.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. Like, that's, you can't, that he's part of the team, but we can't ignore.
But five guys stunk.
Oh, I got it. But five guys.
But we're not going to talk about.
Not fighting for their life or possibly on their way out of here. So he, and I got up in the meeting and said as much when he asked what I thought. Like, he's part of it. He doesn't supersede the game and how lethargic you thought they came out, but he is a. How did he play? And I thought that was, and it was a preseason game. I thought you were overreacting. I still do. But I can't lie to myself and say he looked like he was engaged. He didn't play well. And I think if you know how to finesse it in talk, it's up to us as professionals to talk about the tap, tap, tap. tap everything, but not just go down one rabbit hole of him the whole rip. But
I see, I
would have been a story about how ineffective I thought he was against the Blazers.
See, I looked at Kuminga differently in that game. And if it were a regular game and it would have been a game we talked about the action and what happened in the game, I told Nahigian that I told Evan coming in yesterday, I said to Evan, well, it's a good thing that a lot of guys stunk because now we don't have to single out Kuminga.
Right.
And so, like, I didn't think Kuminga was a big part of that game, and I didn't think he was very good, but I didn't think a lot of guys were very good. So then my feeling is, well, why should we emphasize Kuminga if Pods wasn't very good and if Moody wasn't great? You know what I mean? Like, how do we avoid singling him out, if
because
you will?
And this is just me, Stoddy, I hear you. I feel like we owe it to the audience. You don't run, duck, and get under the table. And I'm not saying that's what the boss was saying. The bottom line is we got a lot of shows, the station, and time invested in Kuminga. So we got to pay it off to the end. So I feel like there's two scoreboards. And Kuminga's by himself is not more important than what the team and the game does. But we would be lying to the audience if we didn't, or I didn't, just how I feel, touch on the second scoreboard, which is going to be a part of it until this thing comes to a resolution. And hopefully, you know, he might be here the whole year, but you got to talk on how ineffective he was in that game.
All right.
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay, and then
the Friday before, last Friday, we had his agent on.
Yeah,
for a whole hour.
Right, but it's over. He signed a contract, right. And now he's on the team, and he's a sixth man.
But we don't know where it's going, though.
His
future.
But he's still a sixth man.
Yeah.
So if he's a sixth man and he doesn't play well, it doesn't mean as much as Steph Curry not playing well.
No, right. Well, he's a Golden State Warrior, right.
Right, but, like, he's coming off the bench. So, I understand the boss's concern, for sure. The way I would look at it is, the way I told him is, I think the first 5 or 10 games are going to happen, and he's probably not going to play as much as he wants, but I think it's just going to go away in a way.
I got you, naturally.
Like, he's just going to be a guy who... Like, I don't want to emphasize Kuminga if he plays 15 minutes.
Right. I don't ever see that happening.
Well, that's what he played on Wednesday.
Yeah, I got you, but
you really don't see that
happening? Hell no. Dude. This team is too old for him not to be a part of it or at least be given opportunity. And when I say opportunity, Stoney, a month, multiple games before we get to that. Now, hey, and I'm the same guy that was in the line, shocked us all outdoors when he was getting those DMPs.
Right.
I can't forget that. But now I feel like, and you might call me crazy, the slate is clean. This team is older. They need other guys to step up, and it's not just Kuminga. And I feel like from the outset, Stoney, we'll see the guy out there 25 to 28 minutes a night and maybe finishing games, and I'm being proactive of that going well.
But
I got you.
There's going to be game. Like, what do we do when he plays 14 minutes in a game?
You don't, like, now I get what you're saying. We're not a slave. He does not supersede the outcome of the game, the decisions, the substitutions. He'll be a blip on the radar. Yeah, I mean, your boy got in 13 minutes. I mean, he doesn't stop the show. And that's what you meant by he's not Steph.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't think we've ever done that. We focus and hone in on there's drama.
No, we focus, like we talked when he was getting DNPs, became the theme of the playoffs. Shouldn't have been, I don't think. Like, he was just a
seventh, though.
You know, like when the playoffs come, certain guys just fall out of the rotation. He was a guy who fell out of the rotation. Like,
and it was shocking.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have talked about it, but once he gets a DNP and then another DNP, then he's not really in the rotation. So do we treat him like we treat Will Richard? What's up? I don't know. Let me read something to you. This one to me is, and I'm reading this because I am thinking about this conversation.
And I have no idea what it is.
All right. So Mark Spears of Anscape, which is
our guy,
part of ESPN, he did a story, obviously, on Jonathan Kuminga, and it was extensive. It was a lot of, you know, like a feature story.
All right. Brand new.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen to this quote from Jonathan Kuminga.
First one we had in a while.
I don't ask Steve Kerr about roles because I know what he's going to tell me, Kuminga said. I don't waste my energy. I choose not to ask because nobody is going to tell me. It's whatever. You just have to find ways to do things when you get out there. Make plays, defend. I don't have a consistent role. I just play a role where I make sure I play defense and run the floor. We got a problem.
I'm sorry. No, you got a divorce coming.
Well,
and
not for 3 or 4 months.
Wow, that Stoddy, that hurt me, but now I got clarity. That's Saran. And this is just after Steve Kerr said they have good communication. They talk during film study. But can you read that one more time for me? I don't know what hits me harder. I don't waste my time.
This is Jonathan Kuminga, story from Anscape, which is a part of ESPN. This is Jonathan Kuminga. You know, how's the communication? Do you talk about your role, et cetera, et cetera? And Jonathan Kuminga says, I don't ask coach about roles because I know what he's going to tell me. I don't waste my energy. I choose not to ask because nobody's going to tell me. It's whatever. You just have to find ways to do things when you get out there. Make plays, defend. I don't have a consistent role. I just play a role where I make sure I play defense and run the floor. I'm with you. Where do you start there?
Whoa, man.
The snide comment would be, well, you're not really defending and running the floor as well as you think you are,
because no,
that's what's keeping you off the floor. But that's like the last thing I thought about.
Yeah, and Uncle Looney he hit the walk-off to me in the chat, Stoney. You know, I've been romancing the stone with this, thinking, you know, it can get fixed and rectified. But that is a 6-star hotel checkout. That quote there, my man's here. You know what he's doing, Stoney? He's coexisting, and I'm sure they know it. And that hurt me. But that's a guy that's up out of here, man. I don't know what my role is. That I'm sure that hurts the coaching staff.
Yeah, I'm.
Wow.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Just
that's a checkout.
It's Jonathan Kuminga transparency.
Yeah, no doubt.
And how we got to figure out how we're what's the strategy about talking about him and the Warriors this year,
and what you can get back when you do dangle him.
Yeah, let's go to Zach. We talked a little bit about great coaching jobs. We got a couple guys here. Zach in Redwood Shores.
Zach,
what's one of the best coaching jobs you've seen? Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, guys? So I'm about to head to Eugene for the Indiana Oregon game, and I just needed to throw it out there. You know, Kurt Cignetti, you're talking about historically one of the worst power four programs in the country, and he's just turned it around. And, you know, if we win this weekend, it puts us on the map, right? Like one of the national programs, like crazy. And then I know you mentioned, or Guru mentioned Al Davis, and there's a movie coming out.
Oh.
Christian Bale's cast as Al Davis.
Come on, no way! Christian!
Nicolas Cage as John Madden. I'm not sure when it's dropping, but I can't wait for that.
Oh my goodness! Christian Bale, Stoddy, Dark Knight! Oh man, thanks for that nugget. Hey, are you driving to Eugene or are you flying?
Nah, I'm flying.
There you go.
We're gonna head out pretty soon. So
have a blast, baby. Right. Al Davis, Christian Bale. Stoddy, I hadn't heard anything about that movie. Nicolas Cage, Madden, boom, bam. That made my day.
I don't know. Like, I just, some people are not reacting well to this. I just read the quote.
What you mean?
Like when you took it out of context. I read the whole quote. I don't, did I read it Maybe I could read it in a way
where it sounds better. How did you take it out of context, though?
I don't know.
People, they're like me. I'm done. That hurt me. But they're in denial if they say you took that out of context.
This is an absolute business agreement for the next three or 4 months.
Wow, man.
That's what I believe. Mm. And I think we're going to see a fair amount of performances.
Okay. All right.
Partner,
you know me, man.
Warriors in East Texas. Talk about some great coaches. Hey, Warrior.
First of all, I want to apologize to Matt. He seems like he wasted his breath yesterday, and then you guys come to Kuminga and give an entire segment to him. Matt, you're a great job. Normally I say it's Steiny who's doing a great job, but Matt, I continue to tout you as program director of the year. Now, getting back to great coaching and great coaching moves, who can ever forget Bob Melvin sending out Lester to pitch the eighth inning in 2014? And then when Lester, who was already obviously arm was dead, instead of going to Sean Doolittle, pitch the eighth, he brings in Gregerson, who gives up two runs. That casts the Oakland A's the World Series, because I have no doubt they would have beat the Athletics would have beat the Giants in the World Series. Next great coaching, and let us not forget the worst coaching move in the history of not only professional sports but the entire world, when the 49ers gave that job to Tom Zula. So those are two things that continue to give the Warrior an upset stomach. Steiny, you're doing a great job. Matt, you did a great job, because since you've gotten there, Guru has gone from the middle of the heap to right behind Steiny for the best show that Sports Talk Radio, to include Monty Stickle, the first host at KGO, is done in the world of Sports Talk Radio. Appreciate it. Have a great show. And the Warrior will continue to monitor as he continues to find himself across the United States. Wow. You guys take care.
All right. Thank you, Warrior. Appreciate all the kind words.
You thought was you, huh? He was talking about Nahegan, because we had shared no Kuminga. And Matt, our boss, didn't say that, but he was just, you know, tune out. Dude, how could you take that quote out of context? You just ran every word verbatim.
I understand, like,
people are in denial. They're like me, Steiny. We want it to work out. That says what he's thinking. It's a wrap.
Like, it's okay, this is fair. 408, Boxer and Gershon, work injury attorneys, text line. Steiny, did mental gymnastics yesterday explain away Pod's comments is no big deal? Now when Kuminga answers the direct question, you got a problem with it. Give me a break.
Oh.
I don't have a problem with what Kuminga said and how he's approaching this. He's doing the best he can for a guy who doesn't want to be here. What I am saying is, please don't tell me that this is not a Warriors issue. They're going to have to figure this out. And the way they figure it out is maybe he doesn't play a lot, like at all, if he's not mentally ready to play. And I think you got to be...
Wow.
If you were Steve Kerr...
And I... Go ahead.
How could you not have doubts about whether or not this guy's going to be able to bring it every single night?
Up until I heard that quote, I would say, Steiny, there are no doubts. But now I understand, for him to go public and tell our guy Mark that, the coaches, Kerr, the owner, they know that's how he's feeling. So, Steiny, now anything that pops off or doesn't pop off, DMPs, I understand now. I know where he's coming from. I don't, you know, I haven't been there. I don't know what he's feeling, but that right there, like you said, is a business decision, and it's why people get divorced.
See, estimated eyes on the YouTube chat saying he's not really doing the best. See, I think he is. I think the kid's trying, but I just think he's tried out. He's swimming upstream now. Yeah. I think this is really going to affect just his approach. I felt like against the Portland Trailblazers, he was, you know, I thought he was conscientious. Like, I'm not saying he went out there and he didn't care. I'm not saying that. He looks unsure of himself, and he looks like he doesn't fit in right now.
Yeah.
So he's either got to figure out how to fit in, or maybe you just kind of bury him. I don't know.
Well, we don't want that to happen. And this team being old as it is, you need his youth. But Stoney, let me just take it one step further. You're a smart man. If you're a coach and you heard that, let's just say it's the first time you heard that, you're Kerr, what are you saying to yourself?
I'm not surprised.
Before you answer, I'd be like, you kid me.
No, I know.
Did you put that out there?
No. Kerr doesn't.
Stoney, I'm not going. It's not going to do anything. It doesn't matter. What? That, I'm flabbergasted. You could call me stupid.
Dude, he's been doing this for 4 years. Like, I'm not criticizing. Like, I understand.
No, he gave us he gave us the scoreboard of where it's at to me. And that's what's crushing me right now. I'm trying to deal with it. Stoney, that is over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Over. I don't go to... Oh, man.
You know, I'm worried that...
I'm excited about this movie of Christian Bale.
About what?
This Al Davis movie of Christian Bale.
The when is it coming out?
It's an early production.
What's it called? Just Win, Baby?
What would you call that? I would call it Al. Just Win, Baby.
No,
might be.
I can't do that.
You can't steal it?
No, I'd be stealing from Paul Simon. You can call me Eddie, or you can call me Al. You know, call me Al. You never heard that song?
No, he stole that from Morris Day. You can call me, me if you need someone to talk to.
That's a different
call
tune.
Call me.
Did you purposely try to steal my thunder?
I'm in a good mood.
Okay, I just sang, and then let my thing marinate.
You
got to be the Rolling Stones.
We got acting at 1 o'clock hour.
We know what the
yeah? Evan produced it.
What's the? Do we wait till the time to give the scene?
Yeah, Evan will help us.
All right. By the way, we got Mike Dunleavy coming up at 12:30 today. General manager of the Golden State Warriors. We could also get into the on the other side, leading up to Mike. Did you see the GM survey that they do every?
I do look forward
every
to
year.
It. I didn't get every answer, but I thought a certain coach here in the Bay got some love. Steve Kerr.
I didn't see him on the list.
Yeah. Evan gave me a category he was in.
Was he?
It. Yeah.
To me, the interesting thing was the very last one where they talked about what could be some possible changes to make the game better. Some of these I liked.
Yeah.
I liked a lot. We can get into those on the other side.
I don't know why people are mad at the heave rule. I love it. It's a nothing burger. But don't have guys not heaving the ball at the end of quarters or halves because they're worried about their field goal percent. It won't count. I like that. I have no problem with it.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe they'll stop counting shots when a guy takes it with his opposite hand to make sure that nobody's got a real bad... I can't believe how these guys just get catered to. They just get catered to time and time and time and time again.
Is there any jealousy that I detect? What do you mean cater?
They're just, it's all about, it's all about building up their egos and building up their numbers and like.
That's called life.
You don't even know, like.
It's everywhere.
It's just ridiculous. You don't want to play, you don't have to play. You want to be load managed, you can be load managed.
Well, they've cracked down on that.
You want to, let's inflate everybody's clutch ability by saying that everything's clutch so that
I'll give you that
it doesn't
part.
Matter.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you
give
that part.
Give me a break.
Nell Carter.
It's cosmetic crap.
One of your best rants ever.
And that,
oh, we
you
got,
know.
What's bugging you today, too? Oh. Why do you act like it's a term paper?
Because I don't have one on the top of my head right now. Oh boy! All right, hold on a sec here.
Just I don't know.
Mike Dunleavy at 12:30.
Man, that's 40 minutes.
It is 40 minutes. All right, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.